I'm sure you also talked to this woman about hair loss and about potential effects of the doxorubicin on the heart.
Yes.
What did you say to her and how did she react to that?
Well, we explained that one of the chemotherapies that she would be getting can affect her heart, and we explained exactly how it could affect her heart. We didn't want her thinking that she was going to walk out the door and have a heart attack, but explained that it can affect the contractility of the heart or how hard the heart is pumping or the strength with which it's pumping. And explained to her that there are studies that show that there is a dose limit or a lifetime dose, maximum dose that a patient can get, and that she would not be getting anywhere near that dose, but we were going to be monitoring her both at baseline and then at follow-up, and then briefly mention that further treatments, specifically the Herceptin, could also affect her cardiac contractility. So explained to her that we were going to be following it closely, talked to her about if she were to experience any specific symptoms such as shortness of breath or, you know, dyspnea with exertion, that she should discuss these with us, that they could be early signs of cardiac problems.
What happened with the AC?
The AC she tolerated very well with the exception of some anemia.
Any nausea and vomiting?
No. We pre-treat them pretty heavily with antiemetics. We give patients AC, I'm very conscientious of. We give emend up front to all our patients getting Adriamycin. Additionally, we usually give a 5-HT3 antagonist intravenously with steroids as well.
Right. What happened in terms of this woman's hair?
She did lose her hair.
Did she cut it out? Cut
she
it off
did
the way
cut
you...
it off, yes. Uh-huh. She did cut it off. She had cut it real short, and then she had her son shave it off when she really started to see it falling out.
How did that affect her?
As with all patients, I try and talk to them when they come in for their second treatment. By that point, they've usually lost all of their hair. So I usually try and stop in and say to them before they go in for their next chemo, how did you do with this, you know? And they'll often tell me, and I believe that she did as well, that they cried, you know, that they had a period of a few days where they really just sobbed about it. And now it's past them, and it's, you know, this is what they have to deal with, and it'll come back. And in fact, this woman didn't even opt to wear a wig. You know, she would either come in with a scarf or, you know, she would sometimes come in the summertime completely bald. So I often give women a lot of credit for that.
What happened to her overall functional level during the AC?
She was able to do her everyday activities. As I said, we only really hit a difficult spot when she developed an anemia. Now, she came into treatment with a mild anemia. I think her hemoglobin was about 11 when we started, and it dipped right towards the end of the AC portion of her chemo. We had to get her a blood transfusion. We were treating her with Procrit throughout the course of the treatment, but we're somewhat limited due to some hypertensive issues. So once we got her blood transfusion, you know, we started the Taxol portion of her chemotherapy with the hemoglobin of 11.5, and she was good to go.
Can you talk more about the hypertensive issues that relate to that?
Sure. The patient has a history of hypertension. She's on a number of antihypertensives. We would administer the Procrit, but found that in the weeks after her first dose of her Procrit, her blood pressure had increased from baseline. Really would see numbers around 160 over 100, and we generally don't administer erythropoietins if their diastolic is over 90.